You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the second of a three-part series examining the extraordinary work of composer Stanley Silverman. This program originally aired in 1980 and featured songs from notable Silverman shows like Elephant Steps, Dr. Saleeby's Magic Theater, and Hotel for Criminals.
After Richard and I finished it, we had the problem finding a director because Richard had not directed at that point. We talked to various directors. Well, anyhow, to make a long story short, he said, well, there's nobody else. Let me do it. I've just started to direct my own work anyhow. And that June, right before the summer, he had done quite successfully one of his eye-to-eye plays, you know, his first odd play, you know, and it was very good. The conductor was easy enough because I had just come back from the Monday evening series in California, where Lawrence Foster was supposed to conduct my a chamber concerto of mine, and he was not available. So they sent in his assistant, young Michael Tilson Thomas, who was this, you know, very young kid, and he was just, I mean, absolutely brilliant. And we had a big fight about Michael. Convincing him that Richard could direct was okay, because they said, fine, let Richard direct, you know. But when it came to conducting, mind you, this was the first big opera that Tanglewood itself had commissioned since the Benjamin Britten days in the 40s, so there was like a lot riding on it. And remember also that Tanglewood is a conductor's place. It was,
yes.
I mean, Koussevitzky really presented Bernstein and Lucas Foss and all those, Cavallo, all those conductors there, Abbado. Well, anyhow, we prevailed, and Michael conducted it. Well, it's one of those things that is corny when you hear other people talk about it, but it was a dream premiere. It was a totally strange experience of a strange work that was untested even to us because it was not written in any singular recognizable style that we could say, there, we've done it, we've written another Tales of Hoffman.
Right.
And there was this audience that we didn't know. And there was this, you know, Michael's debut, it was Richard's debut, it was my debut, Prill Smiley, we had, you know, had worked with us on the sound effects, this brilliant electronic music composer. We had filmmaker Ernie Gehr and Power Booth, this just stunning artist, you know, working with Richard on the designs. Mm-hmm. And there we all just sat. And it was just like, for us, what you read about the On the Town opening must have been like.
I had my photograph taken today, standing amidst my friends and acquaintances. But something curious occurred in my mind, all of these friends. I knew well from other friends I hardly knew at all. And wondering what kind of picture I'd take, I turned. once I knew well from other friends I hardly knew at all. And wondering what kind of picture I'd take, I turned and hid my face to the wall.
You're listening to Anything Goes with special guest composer Stanley Silverman. Roland Gagnon performed I Had My Photograph Taken Today from the original cast recording of Stanley Silverman and Richard Foreman's opera Elephant Steps. Now back to a pre-recorded interview with composer Stanley Silverman.
What were you two talking about, you and Richard, about in shaping the piece?
Well, it's the two things, of course, that come to mind was his feeling for the magic of the work, that it was a kind of a cult work, that and it dealt with a theatrical mysticism that was incredibly pregnant to somebody like myself who would love to write Russian fairy tale music. In this case, the elements being secret broadcasts and gangsters with secret messages controlling the airwaves. And here's this man, this patient, who hears the calling and wants to take the elephant steps, meaning his quest, his giant steps towards enlightenment. And his guru is urging him on, and they're all around him are the non-believers, the victims, the hopeless, the people that are just sitting there saying, can't figure out what's wrong with this guy. Keep him in bed, tie him down, you know, because he's got delusions, you know, and the piece, in fact, being sympathetic to the delusions.
Never visit Reinhardt's Savior.
to the people who love you and care for you. Anna, beloved, and me and the doctor, who swears he can help you. To rest in this bed. And grow in it, you can drink from it, you can drink from it, think of it, you can drink from it, think of it, dream of it.
Luther Enstad and the original cast of Elephant Steps performing the hauntingly beautiful Stop Seeing Reinhardt, written by Richard Foreman and my guest today on Anything Goes, composer Stanley Silverman.
You talk about the ending, the various attempts to get into, get upstairs to enlightenment. There's one attempt where a door is blocking Hartman, and doors are very important in Richard's work. You know, there's... If you can get through that door, then you can make the big step, the big conceptual jump. And here, it's blocked not by like frightening guys with guns, but by a washerwoman who is cleaning up heaven, and ladies of the night, and they sing this ragtime song, which comes after a very mystical setup. You know, where there's the dream world, where the guy is nodding off from his bed with the radio on, playing a kind of Bing Crosby song.
What's that piece called? Is it called the Washerwoman Song or the Scrub?
Yeah, Watch Me Put My Right Foot. Yeah.
Right.
We don't really title our works for the the BMI archives as much as we just, when we're hysterically writing, we simply code it with the first line of the song.
Of me. Behind a second door, what remains? Caught without a secret, is it a hurt? Step on it if you dare.
Watching from a window, never seen.
Is it someone cruel and very mean? Watch me put my right foot through the door. Watch me forget to watch and wait no more. Standing in the shadows, touching the door. Knock on it if you dare.
One, two, and two.
Marilyn Sokol performed Watch Me Put My Right Foot, and Karen Altman sang We Sit in the Window, two songs from Elephant Steps by Richard Foreman.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
And Stanley Silverman.
You are listening to Anything Goes, featuring composer Stanley Silverman.
One of the things I did in Stratford, Ontario, was I wrote a version of the Satyricon, which used a lot of songs with Roman references, and it ran for the whole summer at the Avon Theater, and was very successful there. We were trying to get that done in New York. It was a very large, big show with a big orchestra, used large cast. And the option ran out, and I was left with the score. Richard came to see it and liked it very much. And since the lyrics were a combination of work by a very talented Canadian, Tom Hendry, and in fact Roman poets like Juvenal and Petronius, Richard examined the material and put together Dr. Salovey's Magic Theater by actually making a book based on a combination of the songs and the Marcel Duchamp painting in Philadelphia that he liked very much, and he invented.
What's the title of that painting? Or
it's the one. It has to do. It's the one that you sort of peep through a little opening and see these dolls and little figures. I haven't seen it, but I remember him talking about it. And of course, Salovey was Rose Salovey was one of Duchamp's aliases.
Dr. Salovey's 5-day cure. Dr. Salovey's 5-day cure. Dr. Salovey's 5-day cure. Dr. Salovey's 5-day cure.
The first day's treatment.
The more you get, the more you want, and the more you want, you get, you bet. The more you get, you bet.
Yum.
When there's money in the bank, and there's gas in the tank, and the sun's all over the sky, there's a nice little breeze, there are birds in the trees, there is sleep in the sweet by and by.
when your pockets are full, you're loaded with coal. Life is all mud in your eye. When you've got an account of any amount, everyone is kissing your ass.
There are girls if you will,
there are boys if you won't.
Champagne is filling your glass. There's dancing, there's blues, people licking your shoes.
Life is a ball, it's a gas, and you're loaded. When you're loaded with cash, when you're loaded with O-M-O-N-E-Y spells cash.
Three songs from the musical theater piece Dr. Salovey's Magic Theater, with lyrics by Tom Henry and music by my guest today on Anything Goes, composer Stanley Silverman. You heard Jingle and The First Day's Treatment, performed by the original cast. Barry Primus singing The More You Get. And finally, Money in the Bank, performed by Barry Primus and Jessica Harper. Now back to a pre-recorded interview with composer Stanley Silverman.
Anthony Burgess wrote in the liner notes to the record of Dr. Salovey's Magic Theater that he called you, first of all, one of the most versatile musicians of present-day America, and he went on to say that Stanley Silverman's command of all available idioms, from musique concrète to rock, is formidable. The score of Dr. Salovey represents an anthology of popular styles, many of them delivered through a haze of irony or satire. A criticism that I've heard aimed at you is that there is too much use of well-known idioms or maybe musical cliches, kind of, however intelligently they are used, and not enough of Stanley Silverman. How do you respond to that?
Well, one of the things that you probably play today does deal with that a little bit. I've written some songs with Richard and songs with Arthur Miller that I think you'll play one or two of that probably are maybe more directly non-influenced. But I don't think those things are any more me than the fact that I just can't get over that when I'm living in a particular society at a different time, in which the language itself, the musical language, is so marvelously scattered and varied that I don't understand. I have to be honest with you, I don't understand that criticism any more than I understand discussing Beethoven's language as being too much Haydn, you know, the early part, or that the Columbia-Princeton school, which I admire very much, of classical composition in the 60s and 70s, sounded too much like Webern, or that Webern sounded too much like Schoenberg. I think that invariably you start by developing a language that is very much based on the music that you most admire, and hopefully you then sort of build up to an original state, you know, where you can say more personal things. So, I mean, I'm not going to jump the gun if that's what's waiting ahead. You know, if I'm going to spend the next 30, 40 years writing in a much more private style that is, quote, more me than supposedly this other music, then that's something I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't share that opinion at all. That's a kind of generalized approach to your work, first of all, because if you're dealing with something like Dr. Salovey's Magic Theater, there's very, very constructive use of those popular modes that maybe are associated with other people, whatever, but it's used for a purpose, and it's not used as a, you know, even to discuss it as being influenced by really isn't to the point, because you're using it on purpose. I mean, it's not a matter of you're choosing to use that. That's
well,
the point.
I think in that one thing I can say is that I do approach composition. I mean, I'm not going to change, you know, as role acting a little bit, you know, so that I'm very. It was Richard, really, that put me on to reading about Olivier. You know, he used to say that Olivier is like Picasso. I mean, this is a great artist of the 20th century, and the way he looks at acting is equal to the way a Schoenberg would look at composing, and that his ability to go either against material or to find an entropy in the material, a kind of life in the material that is not the common life, that he is not as interested in what people will think about what his choice will be as much as his choice. Well, to make a long story short, the way he approaches a role is not unlike the way well, this is ridiculous. I can't compare myself. It's not about that. But in other words, I was influenced mightily by going into musical language that way. You know, by saying, "Here I am, and I think I want to try this in a language that maybe has been used in Buxtehude's time, and just see what I can make out of it."
If you're proposing some sort of venture, promise the suckers half. Sell them the stock and buy some phony debenture. Investigation, don't make me laugh. Hey, there's an orphan. Hey, there's a widow. Take their savings off to Skid Row. Business ethics, you'll make me cry.
On the inside, looking out,
standing on the outside looking in.
George McGrath and the original cast of Dr. Saleevy's Magic Theater performing Swinging at the Stock Exchange, followed by Amy Taubin singing Life on the Inside.
You've been listening to a look at composer Stanley Silverman, Part 2. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.